are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome to Heritage Radio Network, guys. This is the new show, Food Starter, where we highlight the most interesting food-based food Kickstarter programs going on right now and tell you about them and help you get on board with what's going on out there. Now, who doesn't love a good barbecue sauce or awesome sauté sauces, things like that? We all do, but the majority of jarred brands that you can get out there are loaded with awful ingredients, loads of sugar and weird stuff. They're always not almost too sharp tasting than you almost want. And some of the ingredients in those things are also crazy allergenic, like lots of soy and wheat and nuts. There's lots of people with allergies out there. So as much as it might be nice for you to make your sauces and rubs from scratch, that's hard. It takes time. What if someone was doing it for you and trying to change the landscape for quality and sauces and condiments? Well, someone is. They're doing it on Kickstarter. And then Maria Estragalios is going to do this right now with her cool product that she's making out of Seattle, Palmera Naturals Kickstarter. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, Maria, basically it looks like you're putting out three different types of sauces, three different types of rubs, and you've been making them for about 6 or 7 months now, and you're trying to take this bigger, and that's why you're out on Kickstarter. Is that it right?
Yes, yes. I decided to start the project like last July, and I've done all the research and made all the products and gotten the packaging and everything ready and the recipes ready to go, and I'm currently up on Kickstarter trying to raise some funds to get a large batch of my products made so I can start getting them out into stores.
And one of the things that's cool is that so many of the ingredients that you find are so like hyper sweet and allergenic, and I've actually on purpose not tasted your stuff until right now, and so I'm just going to crack open the lip smacking barbecue sauce.
Okay.
And I'm smelling it, and it smells smoky, and sticking my finger into it. Pretty classy. And it's good. You know, it's really, it's sweet without being, you know, acridly sweet, and it has like a nice round flavor, sort of getting that ketchup flavor, and also has like that dark smoky thing going on from the ancho. So you're actually making the ketchup from scratch to put into the barbecue sauce.
Yes. When I originally was playing around with my recipe, I was using, ketchup as the base, and I was, you know, buying an organic ketchup. And then I was like, well, I really want to, you know, not have any refined sugar in my products at all. I want to just have straight coconut sugar. So I revised my recipe to have a homemade ketchup as the base. So it wouldn't contain any refined sugar. So
I'm still tasting it. It's still like rounding out in my mouth. This is like a really lovely flavor, I have to say. Go on. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had to say.
I'm glad you like it. Yeah. The coconut sugar is really nice. It's similar to brown sugar, but it has kind of more of a caramely flavor. And when we make the sauces, you know, we heat them up in a kettle and they get really, you know, thick and rich and bubbly. And, it's just the flavors, it's really, really tasty stuff.
So, Marie, you actually had your own experience with why you started to try to start to make this stuff from scratch, because, like I said, a lot of people don't make this stuff from scratch. But what drove you to go from, hey, this stuff isn't exactly what I want, to I'm going to start making this? So you had your own sort of allergy situation?
Well, I had been having some stomach issues for years, so I went to a naturopath, and we did some tests, and it turned out that I didn't have any specific food allergies, but I did have food sensitivities to a lot of the major allergens.
I see.
And so I went on this, you know, cleanse for a month, and I went back for a follow-up appointment, and she said, okay, well, here's what you should do. You should probably try to steer clear of, you know, the major allergens and just try to eat a lot of rice and vegetables and things like that. And I just said, well, great. Now what am I going to put on all my rice and vegetables if you don't want me to eat soy or wheat or gluten? And, you know, that doesn't really leave me a lot of options. And she said, well, there's this new product out there called coconut aminos, and it's a nice alternative to soy sauce, but it's made from coconut, and it's actually not made from the coconut fruit itself. It's from the nectar of the coconut flower blossoms. It's the sap. So it doesn't have a tree nut allergen. So I went to the store and I bought some, and I just took it home, and I was like, wow, this stuff is really good. And I made a teriyaki sauce with it, and I thought, you know, hey, this is really good stuff. And why aren't there any other sauces or condiments or anything made with this? And I was already using coconut sugar for baking and was really loving that. And I thought, well, someone needs to make something with this stuff. So I just started doing it.
I just tried your teriyaki sauce, which, again, I have not tried till just this moment. And it doesn't have that really sort of gross, goopy thing you normally find in most teriyaki sauces. And I'm sort of not missing at all that super hyper sweetness. And it is that darker, sweeter taste without it being sort of over the top. So I'm really enjoying the teriyaki sauce. It smells soy-ish without it being soy flavor. So, yeah, nice job.
And thank you. And the coconut aminos doesn't have as much sodium as soy sauce does. So it's a little bit mellower. So I've noticed, I've done some taste testing myself with my sauces compared to some of the top, you know, teriyaki sauces out there. And yeah, most of the, regular teriyaki sauces are very, very, very salty. And, this does have, still does have a salty, flavor,
it totally
but it's not, it's just not out of control.
It's not wailing on your face.
Yeah.
So Marie, the rewards, like, you guys you're still near the beginning of your Kickstarter. Tell us about some of the rewards that people can get. Obviously you can get the product, but like, tell them a bit about what you're trying to raise $50,000 to do, because this is a really exciting part. Because as you and I were talking about this project before we got on the radio together, it was really exciting that, used to be from this area of the world, and now you're out in Seattle and you're doing all this cool stuff. You're trying to get this going to really, because right now you could buy a bottle or two, but you're really trying to get this out there, and that's what this Kickstarter is for. So tell people about what this money is going to turn into.
Well, the money that I'm trying to raise on Kickstarter is going to help me get a large batch made so I can get it in stores. I have all the recipes and everything finalized, but there are, expenses involved in getting food products produced. So I still need to get nutrition panels and UPC codes and redo the labels to include that information. And then just basically buying ingredients and the jars and labels and all that. So that's what I'm trying to get the money for, so I can get these products out there. Because, yes, I do have my products for sale on my website right now. I was able to basically get a small batch made, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. I have this small little batch, and once it's gone, that's when it runs out.
So absolutely, and that website is palmeranaturals.com, and palm obviously refers to the coconut palm.
Yes. That's when I decided to do this project, I thought, okay, I'm going to make a line of products that has coconut-derived ingredients, whether it be the coconut aminos, coconut sugar. There's also a coconut vinegar out there. And then, maybe also some coconut oil and coconut itself. So that's kind of the base for this product line. And so I thought, coconuts come from palm trees, so we named it Palmera Naturals.
No, it sounds great.
Products are all natural. They don't contain any, artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. And if someone chooses to back us on Kickstarter, there's lots of great awards. I mean, you'll obviously get sauce, spice rubs, things like that. We also have limited edition spice rub, which we're going to create for our special backers. And also, I'm working with a woman who used to go to the culinary school in New York. She is a chef. She is going to be helping me make more recipes, and we are going to be doing a 30-page e-cookbook. So if we're able to meet our goal, we're going to put that together as well, because we do have quite a few recipes on our website currently, but I will obviously continue to make more and more. So that's really exciting to be able to be working with a chef and doing that as well, because a lot of the recipes I've done myself, but it's nice to have someone that actually really, really knows what they're doing in the kitchen. So it's good fun project.
I'm glad you said that because you actually professionally right now are a photo retoucher. And so, and you're like a regular person who's like a mom who just came upon this sort of little idea and it's grown and it's grown. And for you to have gotten this far with, and the labels are really cute, guys. The,
you know, thank you.
The font is nice and it's simple, but it's easy to, you know, to read. You don't feel like this is crazy, you know, Asian or weird or too homespun looking.
Yeah.
But you're just like a regular person who just has their own standards for what the quality of ingredients should be. I also just tried the satay sauce. Don't miss the peanuts at all.
Just, I know. Isn't it amazing?
It's so much nicer.
The sunflower seed butter is just, I really love it. I almost like sunflower seed butter better than peanut butter.
Yeah.
And it works really well with the satay sauce.
Yeah. And peanuts are, if you guys don't know, are one of the most heavily, you know, it puts so much pesticides on. It's one of the most heavily pesticided foods out there. So if you can find something without that, all the better. But it is not like that really, again, crazy intense peanut flavor. It has the roundness of nut flavor without it being nuts. So,
mm-hmm.
So you guys should definitely go onto Kickstarter, find Palmera Naturals, donate, get some of this sauce, get some of these rubs. I haven't tried any of the rubs yet, but there's different rubs. I can sort of see them and smell them from here.
Yep.
So Maria, just what's your own standards for food sourcing? I mean, that's sort of when I think about having, again, seen some of your professional work and really about trying to, for me, from my perspective, is trying to make a really precise, beautiful thing. What's your own sort of vision of precise and beautiful things for the products that you are trying to make with Palmera Naturals on Kickstarter?
Well, like I mentioned before, the products are, you know, all natural. They don't have any artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. I'm using non-GMO canola oil in the satay sauce.
Right.
And, you know, right now, not all of the ingredients are organic. I'm going to just try to see how the product line does at a conventional level. But I would definitely love to offer a 100% organic line in the future. Want to be able to offer both, because they will be different price points. And if I do 100% organic line, it may taste slightly different depending on, you know, the ingredient sourcing. So the formulations might change slightly, but I'm going to try to, I would love to be able to offer that as well. So just kind of need to see where it goes.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited. This is a really great product. I'm really glad we have connected and had a chance to put you on Food Starter here at Heritage Radio Networks.
Thank you, Maria.
Great luck on your Kickstarter. You guys, again, go to Kickstarter.com, look up Palmera Naturals, and you will find Maria Estergalios, some of the great awards, and get some of these sauces and help Maria get this thing going because we want these sorts of products out in the world, not just in her neck of the woods in Seattle, but all over the country. So,
yes.
Maria, thank you so much for being on Food Starter Day at Heritage Radio Networks, and good luck.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. All right. Have a great day. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.